We'll just open and we welcome everyone here, and maybe later on you will listen. We welcome each one to our session, and we before we begin, we will speak to God in prayer. Father in heaven, we're thankful for thy Son, the Lord Jesus. We're thankful for the fact that he came into the world to save sinners, and we pray that if there's any someone in our gathering, listening or watching, that they, if they are a sinner, that they'll realize that Jesus died for them to change their destination from hell to heaven. So we pray for each one and pray for any needs that are represented but not mentioned. And we would ask that blessing now upon us in the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So we're going to read a couple of verses in the Bible and then I'm going to speak on them. And the thought that I had today is when I'm looking at this chart, what I'm thinking about is the end, okay? The end of individuals, their final destination. That is after life is over and you pass that pillar of death, whether you go to heaven or hell, and really the choices in life that decide that destination. I'm not concerned. I'm not really concerned about your life at this point. That does come into play. Your choices do come into play.
Daos
No, right.
so, lang. Magandang araw po sa inyong lahat. Ang pagtutuunan po natin ng pansin ay ang chart na pong ito. At ito po ay pagbubulay-bulayan natin. Hindi po kami concerned sa kasalukuyan ngayon, ngunit ito pong huling parte kung kayo ay pupunta ng langit or sa impyerno at eventually po sa dagat-dagatang apoy. Kung saan po kayo dito, ano po ang huling destinasyon ng iyong kaluluwa?
So let's read some verses.
At mas magbasa po tayo ng mga verses or bersikulo sa Biblia.
I'm going to shorten it down. First Peter 4 and verse 17.
Not
This one?
this.
No.
Okay.
First Peter 4 and 17.
So ang una po nating babasahin ay sa 1 Peter 4 and 17.
And I'll read it in English. For the time, just the last part, it says, it's a question. What shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God?
So ang tanong po doon ay ano po ang destinasyon o patutunguhan ng isang tao kung hindi niya po susundin ang Diyos, ang palatuntunan ng Diyos.
And verse 18, and if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear?
At kung ang hindi po matuwid ay, what's that thing?
This verse 18.
Sa verse 18 po, sabi po, tulad ng sinasabi sa kasulatan, kung ang mga matuwid ay halos hindi maligtas, ay halos hindi maligtas, ano pa kaya ang mangyayari sa mga makasalanan at hindi kumikilala sa Diyos?
I'm going to read two more verses at John chapter 10 and verse 9.
At babasahin po natin ang John chapter 10 verse 9. At ito po ay nandito. Ito po ang
John 10 and verse 9.
pintuan.
In English, it says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. This is the first part. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved.
So ang babasahin po natin ay sa John 10 and 9. Ako ang pintuan. Ang sino mang pumasok sa pamamagitan ko ay maliligtas.
All of us need to get off the broad way. None of us was born on the narrow way.
So lahat po tayo ay nasa maluwag na daan. Wala pong ipinanganak sa makipot na daan.
The ungodly and the sinner will end up in hell and the lake of fire.
Ang mga hindi po makadiyos ay ang huling patutunguhan po nila ay sa, what's that?
The ungodly and the sinner will end up.
Ang mga hindi po makadiyos at makasalanan, ang patutunguhan po nila ay sa dagat-dagatang apoy, ay sa impyerno at sa dagat-dagatang apoy.
But one more verse and I'm finished, and that is 1 Timothy 1 and 15. 1 Timothy 1 and 15.
At isa pa pong babasahin po natin ay sa unang Timothy 1 and 15.
In English it says, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief."
At ito po sa Tagalog, sinasabi po, ito ang katotohanan, dapat tanggapin ang paniwalaan ng lahat na parito si Kristo Jesus sa mundo para iligtas ang mga kasalanan. At ako ang pinakamakasalanan sa lahat.
Christ Jesus came into the world to be the door so that you don't have to go to hell at the end of your life and eventually the lake of fire.
What did you say?
Christ Jesus came into the world to be the door so that you can go to heaven.
So ang Panginoong Jesus po ay dumating sa mundong ito at siya po ay pintuan upang ang tao pong tumanggap sa kanya ay makakapasok sa mansyon na pinapara o sa kalangitan na pinagkaloob ng Diyos.
If you were to receive him, you would have a destination change in a moment. Your soul would be destined for heaven and not hell.
At kung ito po ay tatanggapin ang pagkakatiwalaan na ang Diyos, ang Panginoong Jesucristo, ay kayo po ay mapapatungo or pupunta sa langit the moment sa oras na tinanggap niyo po ang Panginoong Jesucristo.
And this is our goal. This is what we want for you. For you to change your destination.
At ito po ang aming nais na na i-share sa inyo na nawa po ay magbago ang iyong destinasyon.
Nothing that you can do, but when you put your trust in the Lord Jesus, he can save you from your sin and from your destination from hell.
Wala po kayong magagawa. Ngunit ang Panginoong Jesucristo po ang makakapagbago ng destinasyon ninyo patungo sa impyerno.
Have you trusted the Lord Jesus? This is absolutely necessary for you.
Inyo po bang tinanggap, pinagkatiwalaan na ang Panginoong Jesucristo?
I trust that even today, this night, this afternoon, you will put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
At kami po ay nagtitiwala na sa pagkakataong ito, sa oras na ito, ay binigay niyo na po ang iyong pananampalataya at pagtitiwala at ang iyong buhay sa Panginoong Hesukristo sa kanyang ginawa.
And heaven will be your final destination, not hell.
At ang langit po ang iyong huling destinasyon, hindi po ang impyerno.
And we thank you so much for listening, and we're going to close in a word of prayer.
At maraming salamat sa mga nakinig sa maikling araw na ito, sa maikling pag-share na ito, at nawa po ay magkaroon ng magkaroon lahat ng pagbubulay-bulay nito.
Thank you. We'll pray. Father in heaven, we ask a blessing upon each one here, and think of how serious this could be, that some soul would pass into eternity not having changed their destination. So we pray for each one, and if there's any that's not saved, that they'd be in a hurry to seek the Lord while he may be found. So we ask that blessing now, and we just ask you that thou wouldst watch over us and save, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.